Prior to the fire in Northeast Baltimore, Chief Ford told his firefighters he hoped they could get past Christmas without a house fire.
And they said, us too, Chief. So we were doing, you know, pretty well. When it gets cold like this, it's a challenge.
While the cause of the fire remains under investigation, Ford said that generally the winter months are the worst for fires in the home.
I think the big thing historically has been people trying to stay warm.
The department has put out a series of YouTube videos complete with holiday music that Ford says he hopes will prevent winter fires. In one video, Fire Inspector Kevin Williams quotes some statistics.
Each year, fire claims the lives of 3,400 Americans, injures 17,000, and causes billions of dollars of damage.
As nighttime temperatures drop into the 20s and the wind chill factor falls even farther, many people use space heaters, fireplaces, and even ovens to stay warm. But firefighters say you have to take some precautions.
First, all heating equipment needs space. Keep anything that can burn at least 3 feet away. Supervise children whenever a wood stove or space heater is being used.
For those with fireplaces,
every year your chimney builds up creosote and needs to be cleaned and inspected frequently by a licensed professional.
For those decking the halls for the holiday season, the department's Lieutenant Henrietta Ott has some tips in another YouTube video.
The Christmas tree serves as a centerpiece for our festivities and takes us back with memories of Christmas past. The last thing you want to do is create a new memory about the year of the Christmas tree fire.
She says be sure to buy a freshly cut tree and give it plenty of water. If you prefer an artificial tree, be sure it's flame retardant. And never put your tree near a heat source. Next comes lights on the tree.
Examine your lights for frayed wires and loose sockets.
When it comes to lighting up your house for the holiday season, the department suggests
you avoid using the larger 7-volt light bulbs.
While they may be brighter, 7-volt bulbs heat to much higher temperatures than LED lights and can cause dry needles to spark. Chief Ford says he hopes the videos and sending firefighters door-to-door to help people with fire safety in their homes can
put the fire service out of fire service business.
There are more tips on the department's Twitter and Facebook page, and if you have any questions about something in your home, call the fire marshal's office at 410-396-5752. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.